The following is a Fourth Hand production.
What is going on, y'all little heathens? You are listening to the Not Today Satan podcast. I am part of the show, JP.
I am the other part of the show, Roman.
And
Nick, I'm the other part, Nick.
Nick was going to join us, but unfortunately we're having some technical issues and we decided to not torture you guys with more technical issues. So
there's always something, dude. There's always, it doesn't matter. We don't change anything.
Dude, this is what happened, okay? Last night, I have my internet hookup in my studio here the same way it's been forever, yeah. Right? And for some reason, last night, it just won't connect. It's just like identifying the network and it just like loading basically and it's not doing anything. And it's saying that there's no internet access. Nothing's changed. It's such fucking bullshit. We just did an update. We restarted the computer. We did everything we could think and it's just
that's not gonna work. That's like those printers where like you're just printing. Like legit, you're printing something, right?
I already know.
1 hour freaking later, you want to print something else and it's like, won't work.
Yep.
And it's like backed up with like logs of shit to print out. And then you're like banging your head on the desk and you're like, just print the paper, man.
Dude, and then you fucking restart it and then you unplug it and then you fucking like delete it from the
you reinstall it.
Oh my God, dude. It's so annoying. Dude, it drives me nuts.
This one time, I guess it glitched out because I was trying to just print this one piece of paper and I tried just printing like several other documents just to see if it would work. I turned it off, did the whole shebang, and then finally it started printing and I was like, hallelujah. But it started printing out everything on one sheet of paper. So it was like multiple lines of words and sentences all stacked on top of each other. On top of that, it was low on ink.
Oh my God.
So the next paper I printed out was like all fainted and I was like, oh my
God. Dude, one time, the computer at work, it will like start printing out random characters and like random amounts of those characters.
Really?
Some pages will be blank, but it just starts printing out something like randomly out of nowhere sometimes whenever.
Dude, someone's trying to talk to you.
I think it's like some script, like JavaScript, and it's like printing it out for some reason.
I like the idea that someone's trying to talk to you.
Yeah, that would be really scary. It's like aliens, you know?
Dude, that'd be freaky.
Dude, yeah. What if you're like sitting at work and then you just got like the printer just printed like, Roman, you're going to die in like 7 days.
Screw that.
We should make a scary movie like that. Dude, I've been in the mood to make something just because I've been watching The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
So did you watch The Haunting of Hill House?
No.
No way, dude.
No, I'm serious.
Let me show you it on like maybe like the poster or something.
I may have. I don't know. It's been,
I mean, it's on Netflix. So here's The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, is that Netflix show?
Yeah, dude, it's so fucking good.
Oh, no, I've never seen it.
Oh, dude. Okay. Oh my God. Do you like scary stuff?
Is that, yeah, dude, I love scary stuff. What are you doing? That's the show. I've been so freaking busy. I have not turned on my TV since like April of this year.
That's probably good.
It's good and bad because I need time to unwind.
You do, dude. And if you find some time, watch this show and then start the second season because it's an anthology, so each season is different.
Okay, but I do no. I understand where you're coming from because I myself have had this craving of wanting to create something spooky, scary, and the thriller theme.
So much work and like there's just no time.
I know. It's because we're in this October and it's Halloween. It's about to be Halloween and yeah. I just love this whole feeling, but it's just like, I don't know. This year sucks because
it does suck.
In the beginning, dude, it sucks so much. In the beginning, we were free. We were home. Right around March and early April,
yeah,
and we didn't have anything to do. Well, a lot of us didn't,
mm-hmm.
And now I feel like we're playing catch up, and I just feel so overwhelmed with so much to do.
That's
right,
exactly
now.
Why you just need to just find some time to like mindlessly watch TV.
I do
a good story.
I haven't watched TV. I haven't played video games, and I love both of those things.
Dude, right? I want to show you a character from the first season because it'll make you want to watch it because it's so fucking creepy, but then I don't want to ruin it.
Is it a spoiler?
Well, it's not a spoiler, but you're going to see a character because they have ghosts in the show. So one of the ghosts on the first season was like fucking really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. And but I don't want to show it. I want to show it to you because then you'll be like, dude, I want to see that show.
Is that that show where people say that they started getting like real hauntings like in their personal life?
I don't know, but probably.
I mean, I'm not saying it's real. I'm just saying that they claimed.
Okay, I'm going to show it to you.
Okay, go ahead. What is what the hell?
So
is
this
that?
Is the tall man.
It's a slender man.
Well, no, it's not. Like it shows you.
Don't spoil
his face and stuff.
Okay, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to see his face. That's actually intriguing. I'm not gonna lie. That's
dude,
a good.
It's creepy. That, watch this picture.
That's a good picture to pull someone into the series. Actually,
yeah, it's fucking really.
Wait, how many
really
episodes are there?
I'm not sure. So this is him behind the scenes. Isn't that so cool looking?
That's awesome.
It's creepy.
So I
right?
thought that was a real person at first.
Wait, dude. I think it's somebody on stilts.
No. I mean, like, I thought that was a real person, like, completely him. Like he was legit that tall.
Oh, because
it looks real. Yeah. It does look real.
That's what like
it
10
looks
feet
like
tall.
Yeah, dude, that's freaking huge.
It's cool looking, right?
Dude, have you ever seen
so good?
Have you ever seen that tall guy from Indonesia? I think he's in Indonesia. He's freaking huge.
How
dude.
Tall is he?
He's like 8 footer or something, 8.5 feet.
Jeez, let me look him up.
Look him up. He's freaking huge, man. He's like hunching over, and he's like speaking like Indonesian.
let's see.
I think he's the tallest man in the world.
Is he the tallest man in the world?
Yeah, I think he's proclaimed right the tallest.
Current.
Yeah. Because that's. Oh, there he is. Which the second picture below. Right there. Yeah, that's him.
Whoa. 2014. Well, there's video. Let's see. I'll play the video on audio.
He was with the tall. He's the tallest person in the world, and he was with the shortest person in the world.
And oh, really?
Yeah. What the? This is Peter Griffin.
We're here to celebrate not just the 60th anniversary of Guinness World Records, but the 10th Guinness World Records Day. It's a special milestone for us, so we thought we'd do something very special. And we've united for the very first time the world's tallest living man and the world's shortest living man. So Chandu Dangi from Nepal,
his shoe size,
20,
all his
1.5 inches, meets Sultan Kosen, who's 8'3".
Both of them. Well, no, because I guess the little one can
the little one just fit toddlers.
Yeah, how short is that guy? He's like a foot tall?
Yeah, he's... I don't know, dude.
That's crazy.
Dude, he's...
Do you think he has little man syndrome?
Dude, he's got a big schlong.
What if it's like his whole body size?
Dude, that's a tripod right there.
Yeah, for sure.
You see... You notice how the small man doesn't need a cane? He's got one already built.
Yeah, his wiener. Yeah, dude, and look at this.
I met before, and it's quite a momentous occasion for us.
Look at that.
Let's listen. See how
long the
Guinness. I'm happy to be here to help Guinness World Records celebrate their 60th anniversary.
Chandra, like what Guru.
It's been lovely meeting Chandra here, and I hope that
I'm able
to come for many.
You know, like, I feel bad for them.
Well, it looks like they've embraced it, and they're okay with it, because I don't think you would, like, put yourself in the public eye like that if you
yeah
okay
that's true
it.
I read his story, the tall guy. Mm-hmm. And obviously he got bullied a lot.
What?
as a kid.
They weren't afraid of him,
I guess. Not dude, but he said that he embraces it now, so you're right.
Yeah, it seems. I mean, what else would you do? One time I went to Walmart over here in LaPorte off of Spencer, and this guy was taller than the aisles in the grocery section. And those are tall.
They are tall, dude.
He wasn't like tall where you could see him like on the from the other aisle.
Like
he
Wilson.
Wasn't, yeah, he wasn't that tall. But when you were on the aisle with him, his head definitely cleared. He had a, you know how they have the little things at Walmart with like the little signs that are hanging?
Mm-hmm.
He had a duck under them.
Dang, that tall?
Yeah.
Dude, whenever I was little, I'm talking about like maybe 6 or 7 years old, I always stood underneath those signs. Because I heard about people getting rich.
Oh, from the falling?
Yeah, from like any accident in Walmart. So I was just like standing underneath them looking up and being like, is it going to fall? Is this one going to fall?
Yeah.
Is this one going to fall?
I feel like, I can't remember where it was at, but Summer told me a story that one time they were walking out of a department store and the sign above it fell and her mom pushed her out of the way. And the only thing she has from it was like a cut on her finger. Because like when she... She pushed her like arm fling back.
Dang.
So the thing hit her finger and it like cut her finger. But besides that,
she could have got a settlement.
She could have got killed. It was a big sign.
She could. Well, still at that point, she got injured. So she could have got something.
She could have, you would think, right?
Anything, honestly. My friend worked at Kima Boardwalk. I couldn't think of the name. And you know the ride where the airplanes? It's a swinging ride where they just swing around. And he said one of them came loose and one of the wires came loose and it was starting to fall apart. So they had to cut the ride.
Oh my God.
And they said that they had to sign an NDA, the people who were there, and they would give them an undisclosed amount.
Whoa. Yeah. They didn't tell them how much though?
No.
Oh, but it could be nothing. I mean, it could be
it could be like,
I would be like, no, I ain't going to sign shit.
Right. It could have been 100. They had to sign the NDA and they had to, in order to accept the money. So yeah, I don't know how, obviously I didn't know how much it was, but that's insane. He said that he saw,
it's like, let's make a deal. And they have briefcases and they have to pick one.
Let's make a deal. Deal Dude, or well, no
one
deal.
Time, one time me and Summer were at Kima Boardwalk and I think we were in high school and we were riding the Pharaoh's Fury thing that goes like this. It's like, how would you describe it for people that are listening?
Oh, it's
like,
just a pendulum or?
Like imagine a boat swinging.
Yeah. What's the name of those rides?
Yeah.
What are the name of those rides? We're too stupid.
Well, that one's called that on Kima Boardwalk. It's called Pharaoh's Fury because it's a Egyptian thing. But the thing didn't go all the way down.
What thing? Oh, your harness or not the harness?
So they have like a bar that goes to your stomach and it's supposed to like touch your stomach.
Oh, they didn't push it all the way down.
No, they didn't go all the way down. So I had to like physically hold Summer's butt in the seat the whole time.
Dang, that's scary.
But it wasn't like bad enough where him to like stop the ride.
But that ride can like
yeah, because
you can fall out.
Yeah, you get
high.
You like, get whenever, like completely like
a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, like yeah, completely 90 degrees
when you go
from the ground.
When you go up backwards, you're at a 90-degree angle, and then you're coming back down. You're free falling at that point.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, it was scary. I had to wrap this arm in, my right arm in, and then I had to like put my left arm across her and like push her down, like use my strength to push her down to make sure that her butt wasn't getting out of the seat.
Dang, it's been a while, but I would like stand up. I don't know if you did that, but I would like stand up and like have my hands up and I would put my full faith into that bar, like straight up my full faith into it. And I would stand up and you legit would be falling. It would feel like you're falling. You're free falling.
If you fell, though, do you think it would get under you before you got hurt? And then you can, like, sit back down real fast?
I think, no, see, the way, it depends on where you're sitting. If you're at the very end, I think you'd clip the Pharaoh. Like, I legit think that you would clip the end of the ride.
And you would just fall. Oh, like you would hit the bar that's holding you?
Yeah.
Well, you could grab it. Because, I mean, that wouldn't be that far of a drop. You could definitely grab that.
But going backwards. See, going forward is one thing, but going backwards is another.
Yeah, I rode the one that that you sit in, and it like goes like that, like
spins. The spin. Yeah, the roller coaster
spins,
that spins,
but it goes up like.
Right? Are you talking about the roller coaster or the one where it's like a free machine and it's like a gyros 360 degree thing?
Yeah, that one.
See that one always got stuck upside down.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, I rode that shit.
Yeah, that's so scary. For those who don't know, it's like a ride. How do you it's like an arm. Okay, so it's like a base, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a roller coaster base, but it's not a roller coaster. It's just like a bunch of people sitting in it. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those rides where the harness goes over your shoulder and you put it over your head and you hold on to it. And then they clip it from underneath you from your crotch, right? So it's like a point or a click-on belt. And it goes and it spins upside down. And then that ride...
Yeah, you're going like upside down, up high. Like,
yeah.
It's like two spinning... mechanisms, like the main big spinning one, and then you're in this little thing that's also spinning
too. Yeah, so it spins 360 degrees. You're spinning,
it's constantly. Open, right? It's not like enclosed.
No, it's open. Yeah.
Yeah,
but that one would always get stuck upside down.
Nuh-uh.
And that's why I rode it like once or twice, and every time a lot of the times that I've gone, it would get stuck upside down.
Damn.
it would hold there for like maybe 2 or 3 seconds, right? And then it would start moving again. But I remember a lot of times it
and
would just
people
get stuck.
Would scream.
Yeah, like it would get stuck for like 30 seconds, a minute, and then they had to like override it.
Yeah, we rode the swings at Pleasure Pier in Galveston.
Oh, dude, those are the worst.
So, man. Dude, so, okay, so for the listeners, imagine, like, a pier that's, like, really big. It's, like, what? How high do you think the pier is off the water? It's huge.
I think it's, like,
it has to be, like, 60 feet.
Dude, that's a good question. Let me look that up.
Yeah, because it's a pretty high, it's a pretty high, you're going to look it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty high pier. And then, on top of that, you're on the swing. That's also, like, another 50 feet or something, and you're spinning. I don't know how.
No, dude, that ride's got to be like 100 feet or something.
Yeah, it's big, right?
It's tall. It's a tall. No, I don't know about 100 feet.
Can
that's
you find
a,
it?
That's a trick question. It doesn't say the height, but it says, okay, so this pier is just a pier out in the middle of the Gulf, and it's 1,100 feet into the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
So you're above water. So this pier, this ride is above water. It's towards the end of the pier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But does it say how tall the pier is?
It doesn't say how tall the pier is, but let me see.
It just says how long it is?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's some horseshit, dude.
Some horseshit. It's called the Texas. Dude, this ride is 230 feet.
No way.
It says 230 above sea level.
Oh, above
so,
sea level.
So it's got to be so whatever the pier plus the ride.
Yeah, so how tall is.
How tall pleasure? Is Pleasure Pier? Either way,
pier.
For those of you, it's like getting on a swing that you were in middle school or in like elementary.
Yeah, you're like singing, you're swinging sideways.
And you know how thin those chain links are? It's just that's just literally going across your lap to hold you in the seat. And it's just a little magnetic bar,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just a little chain.
It's just a little chain link. It's not.
But I mean, if you flew off of that, you would die.
No, like, but you know what the guy told me?
You just pop.
You know what the guy told me? Why it's so flimsy and why like it's so easy to come undone?
Why?
I asked, why is it so easy? And he said, oh, in case it breaks and you fall into the ocean so you can just easily pull it off. He said that. I don't know if he was screwing with me.
No, that might be true because you're probably, that's probably more likely to happen than you flying out of it.
Yeah.
Unless you're being an idiot.
Yeah. But you can fly out of that if you're being an idiot.
Have you ever seen the tallest roller coaster in the world?
No.
Let me show you. It's pretty cool. Where it used to be. Let me see if it still is. I think it's called Top Speed Dragster or something like that.
Where's it located?
I think it's in Ohio.
There's nothing wrong with Ohio.
It's the fastest one. 120 miles per hour. But it goes up really high, too.
Wait, 120.
The tallest and fastest roller coaster.
4 seconds.
Okay, so the roller coaster goes up 420 feet and accelerating 120 miles per hour.
In 4 seconds. You left that part out.
In 4 seconds, yeah.
4 seconds, dude.
You want to see somebody's POV of it?
Yeah, let me see. Let's play that, dude.
Dude, those videos can make me feel weird, dude, sometimes.
A fast car can get 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
Should we play the sound for the audio for the listeners? Yeah, let's play.
Wait, if you want to.
Yeah, we're gonna play.
Dude, a fast car goes 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
Yeah, dude. It shoots off like a fucking dragster.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that tower. It's like straight up and straight down.
It's like you're about to get this.
I remember watching a thing about it on Discovery or on Travel.
Yeah.
And basically what it said was that they have to put, there's a twist when you're going down, because if not, there's no way to keep people in something. It has to do a twist.
Oh my god.
To help, like, the force of it, because it goes straight down.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
So, but for listeners, it just, so you shoot in a straight line, and then you just shoot up a 420 foot drop.
So right,
straight up and then straight down.
So right now they're at the line, almost like a drag strip, and the lights just went down.
Yeah, and it's 120 instantly. Like, look at that. Because then it goes off, it says right there. It kind of self-propels itself.
Yeah.
And then it goes up.
And then straight 90.
Yeah. But it has to do that curve. Would you ride that?
Hell yeah.
You like stuff like that?
Yeah. Would you? I would do that. Was that it?
It's not because I'm scared I'm going to die. I really just don't like the feel of the roller coaster.
I'm not a roller coaster junkie, but I would do that. I honestly would, because it's the loops that really get to me. It's the immediate up and then the immediate down that I really don't like. Stuff like that, like acceleration and dropping and twists, some loops, I'm okay with that. Uh-huh. I'm more of a mild to hard roller coaster. I'm not really a junkie, so to speak.
Gotcha.
Now, I will say
Millennium Force is supposed to be a really scary roller coaster.
The Iron Shark at Pleasure Pier. Mm-hmm. That I almost blacked out on that one because we went early in the morning, and it's not that bad of a ride, but we went early in the morning and no one was in line. So my friends and I, anytime we came back to the station, we just did the sign to go again. And they did the motion of like looking out. They're like, okay, go again. We didn't even stop the roller coaster.
Oh, so you just.
Yeah. Yeah. So we rode it three times on the third time. No, sorry. Four times on the fourth time. I started seeing black spots. Whenever we were going,
maybe
up.
It was like your body couldn't take the G's anymore.
Yeah, because the blood was rushing.
It's
around.
Only used to taking the D's.
Shut the fuck up. Dude, I remember.
That's a gay joke.
You homophobe. I remember coming down and I remember like wanting to pass out so bad. That's I was weird, like, dude, I'm so done.
Yeah.
I'm so done.
That's strange.
But have you ever seen, have you ever heard of this place called Action Park? Mm-mm. Look it up real quickly.
Okay.
This was, I think it was in New Jersey. Action Park in New Jersey. This theme park was off the rails legitimately. This dude. Okay, so you see that right there. You see that water slide?
This one? Oh, yeah, yeah. So you go.
That's a 360 degree water slide.
360 degree water
slide. Okay, so.
Did it work?
People were going through it, but they were getting like injured. They were getting concussions. They were getting, one kid lost a tooth, right? And so they're like, okay, let's fix it. Let's fix the approaching angle and departure angle. Next time that someone went on that water slide, they were getting cut up. And they're like, why are people leaving this slide bleeding? Like, what are they getting hit on? The tooth that kid lost was causing them to get cut.
Oh. Insane, dude.
They had alcohol at this park.
Uh-huh.
And then they had, what's it called? Motor World, I think, where people can drive, drive like just whatever. I forgot what exactly they drove. That, okay, so there, this slide, one of these slides led into an actual lagoon. And so I think it was that one. Yeah. And so your the water slide is like kind of warm, right? And then the lagoon water is like freezing cold.
Uh-huh.
So like that kind of shock factor is like enough for people to like start drowning. Yeah. They just shock you. That slide go up on the left, the top one. Yeah. Okay. So
it's like a bobsled.
Yeah. There were no brakes and it was a steep hill. So people would just fall off of that. There was like no edging. There was like no edge to keep you in line. So you just fall off of
Holy
that.
Holy crap.
It's amazing on how like this,
but you got to think, man, if you see this, I ain't riding that. Like, I know better.
That. Yeah. I don't know about that, dude.
Yeah. Because this one, like it's like a bobsled. So basically but you don't have like high sides. Like the sides aren't very high.
Yeah,
if they were higher, it wouldn't be a problem.
If you had brakes, I would ride it.
Yeah.
But that's been dubbed the most dangerous amusement park in the world.
That's hilarious. Okay.
It's closed, obviously.
I want to see the point of view of this one. When I googled the scariest roller coaster on earth, the Millennium Force in Cedar Point, Ohio, the same park that has that one that we just watched.
Uh-huh.
This is the POV of it. Let's see why it's so scary. This one's gonna be
this is the world's scariest, you said?
This is the first one that popped up when I searched for the world's scariest.
Okay.
Man, look at that. You're just looking straight
up
in the sky.
Dude, that's... you're climbing pretty high.
Yeah, that's a really high.
Imagine if it broke right there.
Oh.
No, imagine right there. You had to walk down.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're at the apex.
So, very steep drop, like straight down.
Oh my gosh, it's a highway.
Yeah, man, it's a highway. It's hard to ride that. So you would ride something like this?
I would ride that.
Really?
Yeah, I would want to ride that. I would ride that. See, that's why I said that's the good one.
But yeah.
This one doesn't seem too bad. It's just a little scary. Now, the ones I really don't like is when you're like,
that was a little
natural. I
can't believe they just
super took
that from us.
Was it the super good one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they might be too bad.
Look at the one that was like,
it was one of them.
Yeah, you go inside the building and the road is inside and it's dark and fixed. It's not like this crazy. It's not like this big of a roller coaster. It's like this
Tell Tilman. Yeah. Tilman's the only one that runs.
I'm surprised that he hasn't yet. He could just buy the master.
There's always been talks about it.
Yeah, they were saying it for a long time and then they just like stopped.
I can see why this one's very scary though. That climb, that initial climb, it's for those who are afraid of heights. And oh, I'm afraid of heights, but I'm not like, I know I'm safe. Well,
statistically,
I do feel safe because it's like, obviously they do the tests in the morning mm-hmm. and then this has been going on for X amount of days or time. You know,
so. It doesn't scare you though, like just because the usage of it?
Not so much like dedicated amusement parks.
Yeah, like so many safety points you have to check.
Well, even then, dude, it's like,
and like statistically speaking, like the chances of you dying on like one like that, like at a professional, really like well taken care of amusement mm-hmm. park like that, like it probably so slim that if you do die on it, you're like, I just was supposed to die.
Well,
like,
you know, like, I was going to die. It was just today. My time. I can't even be mad at you.
Yeah, you can't.
No,
even
but
be
there
mad.
Are those instances, like at what was it, Six Flags mm-hmm. in Oklahoma, right? That kid got beheaded. Did you hear about
that? Oh, yeah. That was a while back, right?
Or was that a water park? It was one of those things. It was one of. It was.
I think, love water parks.
So do I, but those slides, those water slides, I don't like them.
You don't?
I don't like
water. It's so funny because I'll do that.
Okay, that I will not, I'm not too keen of. I'm
I
not
feel like
a fan
I have a little bit more control.
I don't.
That's why.
You're slippery, you're free falling, dude.
I mean, yeah,
you're
a ragdoll. I probably more than likely wouldn't be able to stop myself from getting hurt like on specific slides, but some of them, they're not that bad. I feel like you could like, if you fell out, you would be okay.
I understand where you're coming from because it's just you, right? Versus an actual machine falling off the rails.
Yeah, you're totally trusting that.
Yeah,
like,
you're totally
nothing,
trusting.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Whereas if you're going on a slide, you can at least try
like,
to grab
there's
on.
There's some slow ones that are like they're not like crazy fast. Yeah, you know? They're fun.
Dude,
but
I hate
like
the ones
fast.
Where it's like a random drop. The platform just falls.
Yeah, those are
you.
Funny.
I hate those, man.
Yeah, they. I did it. It wasn't like super fun to me. It was like okay. I like the ones that like go like you go over at, like over and then you just drop.
Which one's that one? Just go over.
Yeah, you just like go like this. You just come out and then you just straight down.
Oh, God. No, I hate those.
Yeah, those are fun.
I love the only types of water.
You come off the slide.
The only types of water activities I like is if you're in the raft.
Mm-hmm.
That's
dude, whitewater rafting is scary, dude.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah. Remember they had one at Astroworld.
Yeah.
A whitewater raft. That was fun.
I hate whitewater. In the real world,
you
like
hate white. Why is it? Because it's white.
Because it's white, dude. Freaking white people.
Yeah, we gotta cancel white water rafting.
White
how
culture.
How is it 2020 and we're still calling white water rafting white water?
Dude,
rafting?
It's got to be called indigenous people water
rafting. Yeah, indigenous water rafting.
Indigenous water rafting. Dude, apparently, like, a lot of people were opposing Columbus Day because Columbus Day just passed.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing a bunch of Columbus Day, anti-Columbus Day and all that. Every year it's always, when do you think there'll ever be a time where the president or Congress, or not even Congress, just the government in general, will get rid of Columbus Day and rename it, rebrand it as Indigenous People Day?
Yeah, I mean, I know that there was millions and millions of Native American deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And are we even allowed to call them Native Americans now? Wasn't that changed too? First, it was like first something.
People say Indian, Indigenous, and Native American.
I think Native American's fine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really give a fuck, but I don't know. I get like the Redskin thing,
like African American.
Like, you know why they're called the Redskins? This is what I heard.
Because their skin's red.
No, because some people think it's because they like put clay on them and stuff. But I heard that it was because, the white people would skin them. Damn. And you would see their muscles, so they would call them Redskins.
Damn, really?
That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but if that's the case,
then yeah,
then yeah, change the name.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Just change the name.
Even then, Redskin, that just sounds. I understand at the time whenever they were naming it, but nowadays, it does come off a little offensive.
Yeah, I mean, and it's literally like saying redneck, and I'm sure if you call like a specific person a redneck, they probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, but redneck can be like anybody.
But
you know,
you
like
you
hillbilly
know,
and something like that.
And I'm not like one for like the cancel culture and changing everything like that. But I can understand that one, because I feel like Native Americans, if that's the truth, the history that I said, let me see why.
Dude, our history is so messed up.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The victor writes history, and that's what people need to learn. Those who won in the world and in conquering write history, right? Mm-hmm. They omit certain truths, right? And so it's a messed up thing on how people were treated, but that's just the way there's nothing we can do. We can't change it.
The term, okay, so is a slang term for Native Americans in the United States and First Nations in Canada. Term redskin underwent pejoration through the 19th to early 20th centuries, and in contemporary dictionaries of English, usually offensive, disparaging, insulting, or taboo. Is debated. Okay, so it says that the term, the choice of red to describe Native Americans in English is debated, while related terms were used in anthropological literature as early as 1700. Labels based on skin color entered everyday speech around the middle of the 18th centuries. At the start of the 18th centuries, Indians and Europeans rarely mentioned the color of each other's skins. Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out why the fuck. So it says the combination with skin to form the term redskin can be dated to 1769. It arises from a translation of French. Let's see. The term refers to the word specifically. The term redskin enters. Why is it not telling you why?
Oh my God. Did you type in where the origin of redskin?
Right here. Let's look at this one.
History of redskin.
Sorry, people. History. People are probably like, God. Wait, I'll just shut up.
History of the Redskins.
Let's see. What the fuck? The Washington Redskins are beginning a review of the controversial name.
What do you think they should name it to?
They did one that was... They should name it something that has to do with Native Americans, but something that's like a positive aspect.
The Washington Feathers?
That sounds racist too.
How's that racist? I just said feathers.
Let's see. It says that the origin of the word redskin has been long disputed by linguists, Native American activists who consider it a slur, and those who insist that the name of Washington football team honors Indians rather than disparages them. Here's a timeline. Okay. At Washington for several
Native Americans.
Refers to Indians as red people or my red children. To voices of, I think it was just because. I think it's just because. Color.
Well, I mean, black people are called black because they're black.
Yeah, but we don't have a team like the Oakland Blacks.
Because why Oakland?
Wait, dude. Look, man. I just said Oakland because they don't have a team right now. Okay,
dude. Chinese are yellow.
Yeah.
White people are white.
Yeah.
Mexicans are brown. If you look at natives, they have a red Q.
Q. Hue. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if it's as equivalent as to like saying the N-word, mm-hmm. then you don't have a team named that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was getting at. If it came like, if that was the origin, then yeah. I mean, even to this day, I agree that maybe they should start changing it. I'm not one for cancel culture. I
understand that.
I understand.
Like, imagine being a Native American and you find it offensive, like a slur, and you like live in Washington or something, and you can't be like, you don't want to be a supporter of your football team.
Yeah, Redskins.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
I don't know, but on the other half, you can be like, yeah, Redskins.
Yeah, as like you see it as like a positive thing.
Yeah, or Chiefs.
Well, there's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
See, that's cool.
That's different.
See,
that's different. That can be generalized.
See, I think that they should name it something with Native American aspect. Because I know they were trying to name it something like the Red Tails, I think. And that's the bombers in like a war that were African American people.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's cool too. But I think that if you're going to take it away from
them,
you should give it back to something back to them.
The Red Tails are the Tuskegee Red Tails Airmen.
Mm-hmm.
They flew the
what war was it?
World War II.
I was gonna say, was it World War II?
They flew the P-51 Mustangs, right?
I don't know.
P-51s, if I remember correctly.
I mean, I only know what I've heard about
them. And, those sound so cool. I don't know if you ever heard one. They have a whistle to them because they're twin Marlin engines, Rolls-Royce engines, and they have a really cool whistle. When they come down and they fly, they go... It sounds so cool.
Dude, sometimes I'll be chilling here at the house, and we live right by an airfield, and oh my god, dude, like they'll fly over and they like it seems like they're just circling around, and it's like if you can't hear your TV or anything, it just drives you insane.
Yeah, because we're right next to Ellington, and yeah. you just hear the jets. Dude, this past weekend they did the air show.
Oh yeah,
did you see that?
I saw some of it. Dude, right now this just happened. I don't even know how I didn't start the show with this. When I was driving home from jujitsu, which by the way, I got my ass whooped tonight. tonight was so fucking frustrating, dude. So, anyways, I was driving home and I was on the highway and there was like a tree line and like I saw this object in the sky behind come up from behind the tree line and it had like a couple red lights. I couldn't really see. It was pretty far away and it wasn't like super big. But it just like flew like straight up and then it just like I could see it and then it was gone.
What?
Yeah. And I couldn't tell how big it was because it was pretty far away from me. But it caught my eye because it was moving so fast and I saw it come up from like behind the tree line.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what
was
that
was. Was it bright or what was it?
It was pretty bright. I mean, I could see it and I wasn't super close to it, but it could have been a drone, but I'm not sure.
I know nowadays you can't tell because there's so many people with drones now.
I know. I see the Air Force drones flying over here.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen them before.
Like the ones that carry the missiles and bombs?
Yeah. That's scary. I mean, they're big. Like you can tell.
Oh, yeah. They're huge.
Yeah.
People say drone and you're thinking, oh, you know, a small little toy.
No, it's pretty big.
Those sons of guns, they're freaking aircrafts.
Like it's probably big enough to have a small person in it.
Yeah, they're aircrafts.
Not like a little person.
Isn't that insane how someone... Halfway across the world can fly that?
Yeah, they say that those guys that fly those have like a weird PTSD because they have like a disorder that like makes them feel, I don't know, it's like if you kill something, if you're standing face to face with them and you have like a fucking like I'm going to shoot you or you're going to shoot me and you shoot them, that feels less odd.
Yeah, because then, you're defending yourself.
Yeah, it just feels like a video game, but you know you're actually killing people.
Yeah,
and they said that it had like a different effect on them than
that is
than
weird.
People out on the front
that's
lines
a new
and
that's
shit.
A new level of psychology and field of study that we should dive into because you're right. It's like playing a video game. You see people on the screen, and you're given orders to like kill them. So you drop
I just
a bomb.
Thought it was not that funny.
What
I saw an episode of Beavis and Butthead whenever they redid it for MTV.
I didn't.
And they break into a drone facility like
oh
that,
my
and they're like
God.
They think it's a video game.
Kill them!
Yeah, it's so funny, dude. It's so funny.
No, stupid,
dude. That's pretty good. I tried so hard to learn how to do a butthead in high school.
Oh my God!
I just remember I got pretty good at one line because I said it like
because Beavis constantly. Is easy.
Yeah, he's not. You can
just
definitely
have a
get
scratchy voice, and that's it.
Yeah. But, Butthead's a little bit harder. But I remember I just got kind of good at one line. I would be like, I can't even do it now. But it's like, are we going to score? but that episode was funny. But, yeah, man, it's weird that, like, we literally have these things that can be flown, like, dude, far, right?
Far,
how far can
dude.
They be flown?
Okay, so I think the base, one of the bases is in Nevada.
Well, they fly them out of here.
And Ellington, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they can fly them all the way in the Middle East. Pretty much anywhere. I think they fly them in the Middle East.
That's insane.
That is insane, dude. I can't imagine. How do you train, first of all, for that? Without blowing up a multi-million dollar drone.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fly? How do you train for that? Do you think they start off with like small drones?
Yeah, I'm sure. But, I mean, they probably almost fly themselves.
Do you think you have to be a pilot beforehand?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I know that because I know somebody that loads the weapons on them. Mm-hmm. He's in the Air Force and he loads the weapons on them. But he wanted to be a pilot of it, I think he said. And then, but no, you don't have to. I don't think you have to have any flying experience
yeah.
from what I remember him saying.
That's so weird on how like the Navy, Army, Air Force, they all have like different jobs that you don't really think about.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh yeah, there's a pilot. Oh yeah, there's the technician.
Yeah.
What do you do? Oh yeah, I load the bombs.
Yeah, there's a job for everything. I mean,
there's a job for everything.
I know somebody that is like in services, which basically means like one of the jobs they have to do is whenever they bring back a body, they have to be the ones that like service the casket and get it ready for the family to see, and then they're there when the family's there.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah. So yeah, there's just different jobs, dude. If you go on Amazon. I think I talked about this before. Remember when I had that like weird thing where I was watching war documentaries, but it was like real footage of war?
Mm-hmm.
Man, those are intense, dude.
Yeah.
But it will make you fucking like, whew. I'm so grateful for like how I live.
For no war or anything like that. There was this documentary, They Shall Not Grow Old.
Mm-hmm.
It's a World War I documentary.
Mm.
And they took old footage and they remastered it. And dude, after watching that, I agree with you. It's like we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do not, and we're blessed that we do not have to go through any conflicts, because what they went through, it's crazy. This was World War I, but any war really, you know, you have to live in trenches in the mud, you have to live in barracks, you have to freaking, you don't know if you're going to get your next meal, you don't know if you're going to die that second. A bomb can just drop on you any second.
Yeah, man, it's freaking scary. And these films are like from the beginning of the Iraqi war. Yeah. Most of them. And so it's real footage of like that. Dude, it's fucking intense.
Would
like GoPro footage and stuff.
I don't think that will, because of the state of having nukes and nuclear weapons, I don't think that we'll have a serious, serious war anytime soon. I hope not with another nation like that has nukes, because who wants to drop a nuke first, you know?
Yeah.
Like a traditional war would be like boots on the ground, platoons versus platoons, you know, army versus army. But now with the threat of like each army having nukes at the disposal, are they really going to do that, you know?
Dude, they say that like our military is pretty beefy again. So, like, I mean, it's probably number one again.
We're stronger than the, I think it's the next, if I remember correctly, the next five strongest armies in the world, and they're all our allies. So we're stronger than combined than the next five, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, because I know people are worried about China
because
they have so many people.
Well, they're beefing up their military, actually.
Yeah.
Right now, they're actually investing more.
Whew, scary.
There's a lot of them. That's the one thing that they have, manpower.
Does China have nukes?
Yeah.
They have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
I don't know if they're a superpower, though. I don't think they're classified as a superpower.
I mean, but if you have a nuke,
you might as well be.
Yeah, it makes sense why they want Space Force. Because the nukes, they, what is it called? The ones that, like, they go ballistic,
yeah,
IBMs.
Ballistic, yeah.
Those have to, like, go up into the atmosphere. So if there is a space thing up there,
I'm glad you brought that up. Here's a new thing. There's an advancement in those, actually. Instead of, so in with IBMs, right?
Intercontinental ballistic missile.
Yeah. They would shoot up, like what you said, go out into the outer atmosphere, stratosphere, and then come back down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is, the good thing is that it gets to the destination pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is radar can actually pick up that missile early in its flight. And I forgot the name. So there's this new technology now. Instead of flying out into the atmosphere, it flies below and low to the ground. So radar doesn't pick it up. So if the radar is like a straight line, obviously it'll pick it up for an IBM out in the atmosphere. Now, whenever it comes closer, whenever that new missile, it's closer to the ground. So it's hitting from radar until it's like maybe a few minutes away.
Ooh.
From its destination, or maybe like
how low away. Does it fly, do you know?
I don't know. I forgot what the name of the new strategy that they're using, but it's crazy. That's scary. Before, I think it was like a 10-minute warning.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like a dude, you better do whatever you want to do right now. This next second. Like those people in Hawaii, I can't imagine
when they got that false alarm.
That must have been scary.
It was for North Korea, right?
Yeah.
But come on, North Korea, they're not going to reach Hawaii.
Ah. No, I don't think they can. I don't think they can, dude.
I don't think so. I think we're
good. I think we're on decent terms.
If I saw that, I would have been like, that's impossible. And then just clicked it off.
Is he still in a coma?
No, last I heard he...
I thought he was in a coma.
He came out. Let's look it up. Yeah, that's true. I haven't heard anything about little Kimmy boy.
I heard about Iran. Trump just said, stick around and find out to Iran.
Who?
Trump. He said F around and find out. Not his exact words, but...
Because what is Iran threatening?
I don't know.
Dude, I don't watch
it's the been, news or anything. It's been like... I haven't been paying attention.
He cried.
I have failed.
Kim Jong-un shows tearful side and confronting.
Why did he cry?
He sheds tears, a emotional apology speech. Soon after, a fleet of high-powered weapons was paraded through Pyongyang over the weekend to mark the 75th anniversary of North Korea's reigning worker party. Dictator Kim Jong-un took to the podium to convey a rare moment of poetic humility to an adoring mask-free crowd. Our people have placed a trust as high as the sky and as deep as the sea in me, but I have failed to always live up to it satisfactorily. I am really sorry for that, the 36-year-old leader declared according to the translation in the Korea Times. Although I am entrusted with the important responsibility to lead this country upholding the cause of the great comrades Kim Sung and Kim Jong-il, thanks to trust of the people, my efforts and sincerity have not been sufficient enough to get rid our people of the difficulties in their lives. Whoa. He was crying. Kim maintained the widely debunked claim that the... let's see. Oh, but he still said that there was a zero coronavirus infection rate.
Do you think that's true?
Probably, though, right?
Because no one travels in and out.
Yeah, and they probably stopped.
But that's weird because they're right next to China, and I think, don't they travel? They trade with China a lot, obviously.
Yeah, them and China, that's like...
They're butt buddies.
Uh-huh. Analysts have since pointed to the emotional outpouring as evidence of mounting pressure on the regime, which not only includes the pandemic, but natural disasters and international sanctions. I am ashamed that I have never been able to repay you properly for your enormous trust, Kim continued. My efforts and devotion were not sufficient to bring our people out of difficult livelihoods.
Dude, would you ever visit North Korea?
No.
Never? Yeah. I see those videos.
I watch all the videos. I mean,
I know. I see the videos on YouTube.
That's enough.
I kind of want to go just to see it because they say it's freaky whenever you go out and nobody's driving.
Yeah.
Everybody is just walking.
And while the leader underscored his hopes that the North and South peninsulas would join hands when the coronavirus crisis wanes, the sentiment isn't being regarded in such simplistic terms by all.
Crocodile tears. That's what they're saying.
Interesting. What do you think? That's Fox. So.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, the fact that he was crying.
The world is going to crazy, dude. There's
the world is a vampire.
All right, no more copyright.
Yeah,
dude, we've got the elections coming up. We've got
I'm so
rioters in the streets.
I'm scared.
Portland is still, no matter who. Mark my words, dude. Don't mark them. But this is just my opinion.
It's 2020, man. Whatever you say, probably going to come true.
No matter who wins November 3rd, come November 4th, it's all going down.
Yeah, man. I don't think
it's all going down, dude.
I don't think it's going to be. And I'm more nervous for Trump not winning and if it has to do with possible voter fraud. Even if the sentiment is being created that there's voter fraud, if you believe in voter fraud or not, if there's a sentiment being created that there is, which if you ask me, I think that there is. And what's funny is because like when the election occurred the first time around, there was voter fraud with Russia, but now there can't be voter fraud. If you watch the news, it's so goofy to me. So in my head that sends off red alerts.
Exactly.
So, but if there's a sentiment that's even created that there's a voter fraud, there's going to be backlash. And what scares me is that Republicans have guns. Good guns, and they practice shooting them, and they know how to take care of them, and they know what they're doing with them. That's what's scary.
Yeah, it's true.
So, it's true. And I feel like most cops probably lean right.
Yeah, but see, it's really hard to justify what some of these people are doing. Like, you don't want to kill people, obviously, especially your own people, like Americans. I mean, Americans don't want to kill
people, though, right?
What? But what I'm getting at is like the way that they're acting, like whenever they're peaceful, I'm going to put this in quotations, peaceful protesting turns into riots. I'm sure there's not a lot of them that turn into that. It's just the ones that the media is picking up, which if you haven't learned by now, the media is the enemy. They're dividing us.
That's the problem. There needs to be. So it's like it's a fine line because you have freedom of press. But which is funny because I say I don't want to be part of the cancel culture because I technically it's like, what do you do?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do?
This is a conundrum. This is a paradox that we're entering right now.
I mean, I think that it's blatantly obvious that
we have too much freedom. Yeah, I know.
No. I think it's blatantly obvious. And I think that you and me need to run on a dictatorship. Remember, we're going to do that.
Far right.
Yeah. I think that it's like blatantly obvious now, though, that certain media entities have a specific narrative that they're trying to paint. And it's like, when does it get to the point where you can be like, okay, that's illegal?
Yeah.
You know, but you can't because they're a private corporation. Freedom of press.
They have their own. They can freedom of speech. They can say whatever they want. What's the difference between them and someone going on YouTube, a private person saying the same thing?
You know, and hate Trump or not, the fact that he's the one that brought this awareness where he made the awareness mainstream. Like you and I have never believed in like what the media has said based off of like.
Yeah,
our conversations and stuff.
Well, you're supposed to take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
I mean, these are people. I'm not saying I'm full on. I don't, agree with the media or I don't believe the media. I'm just saying these are people traditionally you're supposed to trust. Right. I think we're supposed to agree with that. There's a name behind it. They have experience. You're supposed to believe that they are trustworthy. Now, time has shown that they have an agenda. Both sides, every single outlet has an agenda, and they shove propaganda down your throat.
Yep.
No matter what it is.
Well, I mean, you literally see it. They have analysts. They use the word analyst. No. The viewers of news are supposed to be the analysts because the news is supposed to be just presented as the news.
Yeah.
Like, it's just information. Like, this is the story. This is what occurred in the story. The facts. Like, this is exactly what happened. Not lying.
Like a C-SPAN.
Yeah, like
have you ever watched C-SPAN?
Right, that's exactly you see it.
You just see it, and they just say what's happening, and that's all that they don't say anything else. They don't comment on it. They don't say, "Oh, the president did this; he was great," or "The president did this; he was bad." They don't say anything. They just say the president is walking out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's it literally says analyst. So it's like no. I should be the analyst. I should be the one seeing the news and analyzing how I feel about it, what to make of it, not being given an opinion.
You know what it is? And you're right. It is the freedom of speech. And I do think it's obviously what it boils down to is money. Yes. And that is their corporation. They have to appeal to a wide audience. They have to garner enough views to make money. So they're like, okay, let's just scare them. Mm-hmm. Let's just scare the crap out of them. That way they tune in because whenever something bad is happening, a hurricane, a tornado, a pandemic, you're glued to the TV for your next piece of information.
Yeah. And if in an ideal world, if your government was trustworthy and they were actually out for the good of the people, you would think that the news should come from the government.
Yeah.
But it can't because it would probably be worse than it is now.
It is.
Well, because it's basically coming from the government.
Yeah. They're going to say, oh, this is happening today. You know?
Yeah.
Just take it.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, it's so crazy because when I go to the gym, every time I go to the gym, I'm looking at the TVs and I see Fox, I see CNN, I just see the headlines and just like how they word things, like just a little bit. Like they just word it, just like one word makes it like where you different. It instantly makes you feel a specific way.
Yeah.
And it's like, geez. And then like CNN still has the death counter up for coronavirus. It's like,
well, you know why?
Yeah. I'm tired of the coronavirus. I don't even want to talk about it.
But, yeah, I know.
But yeah, it's like, it's insane that it's just happening. Most people don't even trust the news. I think statistically, most people don't watch the news or believe in it anymore.
It's only it's only at this point, it's just commentary. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. They're not presenting the okay. So maybe the only real news is just local news.
No, it's not.
You don't think so either?
No, no, it's not, because there's a video on YouTube where.
No, you're right. You're right. You're actually right.
All those local news stations were reading. You're right. The same
I forgot
script.
About that. Oh my God, you're right.
And it was about fake news, which is more ironic.
Oh my God.
It was like a script talking about like
real quickly. Yeah, just tell them real quickly.
Yeah, it was like basically like don't share fake news. Like it was
No. I mean, that is it. But just quickly tell people what it was, like how they're all affiliated.
Well, because
like the headlines.
Yeah, because all of the small local news stations are owned by major news stations that are then owned by major corporations.
Yeah, like and ABC like affiliate or NBC.
In the Comcast, like there's like three of them, and it's like, come on.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. And yeah, I mean, you have like Fox, and then you have like the big Fox network. Like, you think Fox 26 doesn't have anything to do with Fox, the network Fox? I mean, come on, it's the same name. But for some reason, people think that news stations are trustworthy.
That's crazy.
Like local news. Like that's newspapers. Something funny too. Like some people will send me local news stuff, and then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't believe anything I hear in the news. Said, well, it's local news. Like this actually happened to me recently.
Yeah.
And I said, so they lie to you too, man.
Oh yeah, they do.
They get ratings too. Like, why do you think they're all like super scary pushing coronavirus too?
You know what I hate? In the mornings, they have the soft, I understand people are just waking up, but they have the soft stories, the happy feel-good stories.
They do have some of those, huh?
Yeah. Every morning. They want you to feel good.
What was that? What was that noise?
I think that was just the AC.
Okay, sorry. Right? Yeah, I was making sure that it wasn't my daughter crying.
So they just have the feel-good. And then at night, it's like death.
Yeah.
12 people died today. There was a tsunami that killed 100 people. There's an earthquake. And also the death toll is at 250,000 now.
Mm-hmm. So. You know why they do that? Because they get your morning going. They make you feel like maybe it's going to be a good day. Maybe the good shit's going on.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, they just fucking crush your soul and remind you that it's not.
You're deadly.
And tomorrow we're just going to, it's like a fucking game, man. It's a mind game. They're just always constantly playing with
you. It is a mind game. Have you ever seen that movie, They Live? Oh, dude, you love that movie.
They Live?
You would love that movie. It's a B-rated movie. It's like John Carpenter. Okay, in a nutshell, just look up They Live.
I think I know. I think where he put on the glasses.
He puts on glasses, and then he sees propaganda.
Yeah, for the people that don't know, it's you've probably seen it where like they see the innards of people, basically. Like,
well,
like
you put on these glasses. Those are aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like lizard people type things, yeah. Right? Yeah, I started watching it. I didn't finish it, but yes, I know the basis of the story. Yeah, man.
So this isn't a new thing. Obviously, this was happening way before this film as well, but isn't a new thing.
Mm-mm, not at all.
We're all being brainwashed. We're all being used.
Yep, used.
Just to spend more money. It's so stupid.
And we know it.
Yeah,
and we don't put up with it, and we let it happen.
Yeah, we don't do anything about it. Why? Because it's easier not to do anything. It's just easier just to live throughout your life and just play the system.
Yeah, we don't, as Americans, I don't think that we want, like, we're okay with, like, you know, yeah, y'all can keep trying to lie to us or whatever. We'll let it happen. Just let us live our lives.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's the right mentality to have.
I don't think so.
I mean, obviously not. Obviously, it's not paying off because we're being lied to constantly. So, I don't know.
The government is just shady. The people are shadier because they're being manipulated.
I know. What do you do?
There's nothing you can do, man.
We got to start all over. Maybe we do need a nuke.
Maybe we do need a new pandemic.
Yeah. We need a better one.
A better one, dude.
A more effective
pandemic. Make pandemics great again.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the ones in the bubonic plague and shit. Make it like that.
That's crazy, though.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, though. Whenever it first started, I was kind of nervous.
Oh, I was scared.
Because I wasn't sure. Yeah. I think everybody was, but... Yeah, I don't want to get into it. So last week we didn't have an episode because we had some scheduling issues on my end. But yeah, like we had mentioned in the beginning of the show, Nick's still on his trip. Nick. He's going to be trying to go on Instagram, he said, to just give a little update. So if y'all want to check it out on Instagram, just follow it at the Not Today Satan Pod. But yeah, he's going to be on there. He said he wants to do a sit down and give an update. And we really wanted to have him on. We were going to just do the, possibly do it like a phone call like we did last week, but the audio was pretty hard to listen to. Lots of cracks and pops and stuff.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get him on hopefully next week. Hopefully I get this internet problem fixed. There's always something.
There's always something. Nothing changes in our hardware department or software, and something changes. I don't know why.
I don't get it.
Dude, you're haunted.
I think so. Dude. I think everybody has problems like this.
You got a when freaking recording pods. You got a freaking computer ghost on you.
I guess so. Maybe it's time to fucking.
You got the fat guy from The Simpsons. He's like, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to update my computer. Still running Windows 7.
Dude, I thought it was Vista.
No, it's 7.
It's 7?
I love 7. 7 was my favorite. That's really? That's why I can't like let it go.
I remember whenever they changed to 8 and I was like, what the fuck?
I know, dude. And then they changed everything. It's like, why couldn't it just be like small changes?
Oh, everything changes.
You gotta go fuck everything up.
Time for you to buy a new computer.
And well, you know what's frustrating too is we got a new car and I was able to plug in my phone and like it would show Waze on the screen.
Yeah.
And really cool feature, man. And then my phone did a Google update. And then since then, Waze doesn't work on my phone screen. But I like Waze because it alerts you when like a cop's possibly is coming up.
Yeah.
And like where I drive home, there's always cops sitting there. But it's like one of those places, like it's the Beltway where you just want to speed.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't make sense not to speed because you have so much space and it's like.
There's like 4 lanes, right? 5 lanes.
Yeah. You could totally go 75 and be okay.
Dude, you can go 90 and be okay.
Yeah.
Dude.
And but yeah, they pull you over.
So. I wish real quickly. I wish there was a system in the U.S. where we can just go the speed we want to go.
The Autobahn.
Yeah, like the Autobahn.
That'd be interesting.
I really wish we could do that.
The Beltway should be like at least 75.
I believe toll roads should be that.
Yeah,
they should. You're paying for it. You're paying to ride it. Like you should be able to drive 90. Okay, up to a certain degree.
I think 75.
You think 75? Yeah.
You know, because most of the time on my way home, I do drive 75.
Yeah.
And it gets me home like a lot fast, like a noticeably faster, but you're not like driving super fast.
Yeah. I would say there should be a range. Minimum 65, maximum 90.
Interesting. Man, you're really pushing for 90. I don't know if I feel comfortable going 90.
I go 90. I'll say it. I go 90 all the time, dude.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude, going down, you got to be careful because that's
45.
That's a big.
That's a big difference.
That's jail time.
Yeah.
Like that's really big.
None. Okay. So I don't go 90 all the time. Let me correct myself. I don't go 90 all the time. But whenever you're on that stretch of highway where everybody's just going 80, 85.
Yeah.
You hit 90 without even realizing it.
Yeah. I did that the other day because I was driving that Corvette again, and like before you know it, you're like hitting 90 and everything. So,
and you're pretty stable. Obviously, if you get into a wreck,
you're dead.
You're probably
dead at 75.
Yeah, you're gonna crash hard. Yeah,
it's probably better because you'll actually die and you won't like just break your legs and
at least
all your limbs.
At 65 and 70, you're like, kill me,
please,
end it now.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you're right though. You're gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no difference.
God, I don't even want to talk about that.
No, not die like that, but like.
I know, but like, it's like, thanks for reminding me I'm going to die.
If you're going if you're going 65, you're more than likely going to die if you get in a car wreck.
I think so.
It depends on how bad it is.
It depends. Imagine rolling over, like, like constant rolling.
And
that's got to suck.
That's like a roller coaster.
That's not a roller coaster. Yeah. I don't want to ride, dude.
Yeah, man. Well, we did it.
All right. Another one in the books.
Another one bites the dust. Yeah, hopefully we get Nick on to get a cool little update. But if not, check it out at Not Today Satan Pod on Instagram.
Nicky Nick.
Yeah, and his Instagram is at Nick's a comic. So make sure you check it out. Send us some messages, whatever you want to do. As always, you can find my films on Amazon. Madhouse, a paranormal documentary, and The Evil of Nowhere. And Roman's in The Evil of Nowhere.
Yeah.
And we're talking about actually filming some more stuff coming up soon. So
be on the lookout. Jinx.
Whoa. Ooh. Freaky. Does that mean we have to do it?
That means we have to dock.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.